USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The feds are purchasing an additional 200 million doses of coronavirus vaccines. President Biden, hosting an event at the White House, also says distribution of vaccines to states will be significantly ramped up.
We will increase overall weekly vaccination distributions to states, tribes, and territories from 8.6 million doses to a minimum of 10 million doses.
A temporary restraining order is being issued over the Biden administration's pause on deportations. A Texas federal judge issued the ruling on Tuesday, citing the Administrative Procedure Act. Texas AG Ken Paxton sued the new administration last week, saying the Trump administration in Texas reached an agreement before Biden was sworn in, requiring consultation before any deportation changes are made. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The entire Senate sworn in as jurors ahead of the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. All 100 members of the upper chamber taking the oath of office, including Vermont Senator Pat Leahy, who is the presiding officer over the trial. The trial set to begin February 8th. Regarding impeaching President Trump, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
I know that common sense is illegal in Washington, D.C., But I think a fair-minded, rational person would ask Congress to vote to file a declaratory judgment action to ask the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of impeaching a president who isn't president before we put the country through this.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 23 points to close at 3937. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is beginning to get their feet wet regarding foreign policy.
In one of his administration's first foreign policy positions, President Biden indicated last week that he wanted to extend the New START treaty. Pentagon officials later said that the country was much safer with the nuclear arms reduction treaty in place. But some say that extending the treaty without any concessions from Russia would be a bad deal. Senator Tom Cotton believes that an extension without conditions is exactly what Vladimir Putin wants. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the treaty in its current form favors the Russians.
The number one priority for Vladimir Putin was an unconditional extension of the New START treaty because that treaty favors Russia. It does not cover the vast arsenal of tactical nuclear weapons that Russia has or some of its novel delivery systems like undersea delivery systems or nuclear-powered cruise missiles and hypersonic glide vehicles. That's why Vladimir Putin wanted it extended without condition.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau. I'm Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump announced on Monday the official opening of the office of the former president in Palm Beach County, Florida, which is tasked with overseeing the 45th president's official activities in his post-presidency life. The former president releasing a statement saying the office will be responsible for managing President Trump's correspondence, public statements, appearances, and official activities. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.